All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. Enter the code at the bottom of the receipt at swoopinandwin.com. You'll be entered to win one of several prizes, including Eagles season tickets, Eagles autographed merchandise, and Acme gift cards. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you back to Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. Time now to turn it over to our Cover 2 segment. Shil Kapadia, PhillyMag.com, and Les Bowen of the Philadelphia Daily News talking about the Eagles at 1-0 going on the road to primetime.
Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, pleased to be joined by Shil Kapadia from Birds 24/7 and Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News. And we're going to delve into the hottest topics facing the Philadelphia Eagles as they prepare for their Monday night showdown. And first and foremost, we have to start with the offensive line, having to make a number of adjustments with Evan Mathis going on IR designated for return. They lost Alan Barber for the season. Matt Tobin, his status is still up in the air with the ankle injury. Shil, good offensive performance in week one, but are you concerned long term about the offensive line?
Sure, yeah, there's got to be concern. When you look at last year and all the starters starting all 16 games, it really was a key to the season and that offensive explosion they had in Chip Kelly's first year. So now they got to mix and match a little bit, some backups that have been here. They obviously signed a guy in Wade Smith, but it's going to be a challenge for Chip Kelly, Jeff Stoutland, and the entire offense.
They were able to pull together in the second half, have a Mulkin guard who never played there. Gardner went from guard to tackle. Do you think they can kind of right the ship here quickly?
You know, I think Jeff Stoutland is a really good offensive line coach, and I think, you know, obviously their second offensive line group played really well in the preseason, and I think they will be able to patch things together in a okay sort of way. The thing that we're looking at, though, is we know now that we're going to have, like, long-term instability. You've got Lane Johnson coming back in 4 weeks. You have Evan Mathis coming back in November. You know, there's never going to be... You know, it'll be really interesting to see what the final permutation of this line is, and if more guys get hurt or what happens here. It just seems like sometimes when you get into one of these cycles, it just never ends. We saw that 2 years ago.
Yeah, especially after last year, they had the same group for all 17 games, including the playoffs. Let's go to the quarterback, Nick Foles. If you look at the final stat line, pretty good, but obviously had a shaky first half. Shil, do you think it's just getting that bad first half out of the way for the year, or is there something that might be coming to fruition here down the line?
He has these little funks here and there going back to last year. We all remember the Cowboys game. I don't think this was Foles' best game by any means, but, you know, we saw last year. He had a horrible game against Dallas and bounced back against Oakland. So I'm not going to say it's a long-term thing. I think it's just as likely he comes out Monday night against the Colts and plays real well. But he has been prone to these little funks, whether it's a quarter, a half here and there, and that goes back to last year.
7 touchdowns then, Les? For Nick on Monday
night?
Well,
you know, he missed a week before he did the 7 touchdowns.
Yes.
So I don't know if that analogy is perfect. But I was concerned, and I'm somebody who has defended Nick in various forums and really been kind of, yes, he is the guy, you know, just give him time. But I saw a lot of things that I couldn't account for, and I'm really interested to get his take on exactly what he was seeing there. Because this whole business with the decision-making has become, since late last season, has become a thing. You know, and he has to get that fixed. I mean, there's just no other way around it. I mean, you just can't. You were really lucky you were playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, you could have been down 40-0 at halftime against another team. And I don't begrudge him, you know, the fact that he did get it together and play well in the second half, but This can't happen.
Monday night, Eagles Colts prime time. Another member of that 2012 draft class, and Andrew Luck, going to start quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. A much tougher test for the defense. Les, do you think the Eagles are up to the challenge?
Yeah, I really think the defense is up to the challenge. I don't think the Colts have a great offensive line. I don't think Luck has great weapons. In that Sunday night game that I saw, you know, frankly, his receivers looked very ordinary against a good defense. But still, you know, I like the Eagles' defense against the Colts' offense.
Chill, your take.
Yeah, I agree with Les. We think of the Colts and we think of Andrew Luck, and he's only 24 years old. But as Philly.com's Jimmy Kemsky pointed out, fourth oldest roster in the NFL. I don't think they've done a very good job of surrounding him with talent on the offensive or the defensive side of the ball there. Without Robert Mathis, I take a look at that rest of the defense. I mean, I don't see a lot of guys who strike fear into your heart. So it's good when you're looking at the Eagles with a banged-up offensive line. You're not facing an elite defense, really a top-10 defense. I kind of like their chances Monday night as well.
So it's going to be tough in the dome. You know, that part of it, especially with the patchwork offensive line, you know, you're going to have to get through that. But overall, talent-wise, I'll take the Eagles.
Hopefully the Eagles' communication system will be able to help them in that dome atmosphere. For Les Bowe and Shil Kapadia, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you very much for joining us here in our Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, Dave, one of the more pleasant surprises in Week 1, I thought at least, was the play of Brandon Graham, who not only played that Trent Cole position, but also that Jack position behind Connor Barwin, showing his versatility. I think we've seen him take big steps forward in the second year in the scheme.
Yeah, a former first-round draft pick, Bowe, who, you know, really wasn't even guaranteed a roster spot at all coming into this 2014 preseason. He stepped up in Week 1, and he feels very good about where he is in this Eagles defense. When we return to Eagles 360, a sit-down with linebacker Brandon Graham.